We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The new guy, this guy's back. He took some time off. Nah, I didn't take any time off. Well, I did take some time off, but I didn't want to. Keith McPherson joining you. Come one, come all. Welcome back. Not me, welcome you back in. WFAN, happy to be back, happy to be here. Missed a couple things in the last few days. Missed a couple shifts. Something happened. I don't know. There's some big news. I feel like everybody's talking about it. It's crazy. I think something actually happened that people thought wasn't going to happen. Well, I knew it could happen. And then if you listen to me the last couple weeks, I told you that this had to happen. I thought it was ludicrous. Thought it was blasphemy. Thought it was absolutely insane that it didn't happen, but we'll get into that in a second. Wanting to send out some shout-outs first. One to C-Mac, Chris McMonagle. I saw him wearing his Giants gear proudly today, and that made me smile. No, I'm not a Giants fan, but I am happy for the Giants fans. And C-Mac was on Monday night. Black Monday, when we saw, you know, what we see every NFL season, the coaches that get fired and, you know, the coaching searches beginning and playoffs starting, and C-Mac came in and held it down. I listened to him for a little bit. As a Giants fan, I felt like, you know, the universe never unconnects. C-Mac needed to be in the seat to speak to the Giants fans on Black Monday that were like, yo, we're really going forward with this guy. They're actually going to do it. And then another big shout out to Kim Jones. Kim Jones, someone I admire, Yankee legend. Someone I grew up watching, obviously, as a Yankees clubhouse reporter. Kim Jones is someone that I felt like was a perfect fill-in as well. Last night, when the news did break that the Giants actually were going to fire Joe Judge. They actually reversed course. They went back on what they had said, and they said, you're out of here, bro. Kim Jones was available. Former Giants beat reporter, works at NFL Network. She's plugged in. If you've listened to her in the last couple times she's been on, she's got insight, intel. She's got some contacts, some connections. Way better person to be on the mic and in this chair last night than me, Black Tuesday, you know. Giants fans got their wish. And it's funny because I've sat in this chair and I've taken some calls, and I'd say 90% of Giants fans, maybe even 95, got their wish. There were some people that, you know, were in the camp of, I guess we have no choice but to keep this guy, so let's defend this guy, and maybe he deserves one more year. No. I sat up here and told you that the Giants were trying to put lipstick on a pig. I told you they were trying to shine a turd, for lack of better words. I told you that they were trying to bring leftovers from the trash meal that they served Giants fans this year, reheat them, and add them to a new dinner that they were going to serve next year. Don't allow it. Don't accept it. You don't have to. This is your team. You pay the bills. You go see the team. You buy the merch. You pay for the tickets. You watch the games on Sundays. The team is nothing without the fans. And I get in this conversation a lot with people because I'm the type of fan that says we when I talk about my teams and the teams that I've supported for a long time, because I feel like I'm a part of it. Feel like I've put enough coin down, enough time down, enough energy in. And Giants fans, you got it. Like, I was just so happy yesterday for the Giants fans that I saw that were miserable. The Giants fans that were like, we are the laughing stock of the entire league. Because you saw Brian Flores get fired on Monday, a guy that won, a guy that is respected as a head coach. You saw him get fired internally, right? There was a decision inside the building to get rid of him, and then the outside world was up in arms. You even saw the Vikings, who won 8 games, get rid of their GM and head coach. You saw the Bears get rid of their GM and head coach. And you're kind of looking at the Giants like, what are you guys doing? What are you thinking? What are you waiting on? And I had said, wow, how stubborn are the Giants? How stuck in their ways, blind to the outside world, are the Giants? There's no way that they can move forward after what we saw Sunday. Now, I haven't been on the radio since Friday before the Nets game. Sunday, I was watching NFL Red Zone, and I usually, you know, keep an eye on Red Zone and whatever local game is on. And when they cut to the local game and Scott Hansen saw the Giants run 2 quarterback sneaks inside their own 5-yard line, he made the joke about clown show organization, right? He said, Joe Judge, you know, he had to clarify his words. I even tweeted out the video. I was shocked. I said, you know, it's bad for the Giants when the national television, like the world, really, anyone that can get Red Zone is watching Scott Hansen make fun of your offense and what you're doing. And then I just thought it was unacceptable. I'm a football guy. I played football growing up. You know, I played football video games. I felt like Joe Judge should have asked Madden. Rest in peace to the GOAT. I feel like this guy was out there playing a video game, but not to win the video game. It was weird. And I know this has been talked about at length, but I'll have the last word on it here today. I felt like back-to-back QB sneaks inside your 5-yard line on the last game of the year, you have nothing to lose. You can't get a couple yards through the air. You can't complete a hitch route. You can't line up, space them out, throw a slant. You're going to just quit? You're just going to give up? On 2nd and 3rd down, you have a punt mentality? To hear Joe Judge come out and defend that and say, hey, I wasn't going to take a safety like last week. Just giving our punter space to punt. I'm like, yeah, that's a special teams coach talking. You're worried about special teams on 2nd and 3rd down? Go get the first. Go get out of your own end zone. These are your guys. This is the team that you coached up all week. You don't have confidence in these NFL millionaire players to go get a couple yards? That was a fireable offense to me. And to see him survive that for a day, I was shocked. I was shocked. And then when Brian Flores becomes available, I was even more shocked. Like, there is no way. You've got Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee making fun of the Giants. You got Dan Orlovsky roasting the Giants. Every national media show was making fun of the Giants. Not even football shows. Any sports show was taking their jabs at the New York Football Giants. That's embarrassing. And I have friends and family that are Giants fans, and they were all embarrassed. Some weren't even watching that game. But shout out to the fans. The fans did this. I sat here in the same chair on the same mic and said, you have more ways than ever to express your displeasure, to express your discontent. Not just Twitter, Instagram, podcasts, YouTube. Go to the stadium. Shout out to the guy with the fire everyone brown bag on his head and the medium Pepsi. He went viral. Everyone saw him. And there was a lot of fans that people were able to see that were there. Well, it wasn't a lot of fans there. But there was enough fans there for you to see these fans were upset. These fans were booing and they weren't going to accept it. And you know what happened? The fans won. This is the biggest win for the fans all year. Because you were walking into a ridiculous winter, a terrible offseason, if your team stuck with this head coach versus the fan base. The fan base was crying out for the last few weeks to move on from this guy. I guess the Giants thought when they fired Jason Garrett that that was enough to please the fan base. But things got worse after he got fired. So there had to be more. And then after you see the images of Dave Gettleman getting to ride off into the sunset after ruining the organization, he gets a send-off and everything is nice and pleasant. That would have pissed me off if I was, I would have been like, are you serious? Why are we being nice? It's been the worst 4 years in history. And then you see videos of fans in the stadium yelling to John Mara saying, we need football guys, not family. It made me think about business and guys hiring people they like, people that look like them, people they want to be around. I talked about that up here. You got to hold people accountable. And I feel like Joe Judge was held accountable, but it was the fans that applied the pressure. Inside the building, there wasn't that much pressure. Monday, Joe Judge addressed the team. And from what I heard, he was addressing the team with eyes on the future. So they were still letting him do his job, be who he is, on Black Monday, while all the fans are upset with how the season went and what came about for their New York Football Giants. Something happened. Some people can say, oh, maybe it was the GM search. You know, they didn't want to hire a GM and force him to. Well, we've been saying that for weeks, right? Weeks ago, we heard rumors of Kevin Abrams being the next GM. And that's when I started saying they're putting lipstick on a pig, y'all. They're going to hire a guy that's already been there so that he accepts Joe Judge. And you are going to go through an offseason, a draft, free agency, into next season with this guy. He's going to be walking on eggshells. And then where is the bar set for this guy? I told you. I said there's no room for him to struggle or figure it out. You're in a rebuild. You can't do it. It's sacrilegious. It goes against everything to keep a guy. I don't care. You can't default into, oh, we're going to keep this coach because we moved on from the other two. No, if you moved on from the other two that fast and this guy ain't it, keep going. Keep looking. And the fans forced their hand. The fans forced John Mara to take that gut-wrenching walk down the hallway to go tell Joe Judge, your services are no longer needed here. You had the 11-minute press conference after the loss to the Bears. You made it worse. You had a team go out and throw for negative 10 yards. You made it worse. And then you ran quarterback sneak. It wasn't sneaky at all. Inside our own five, and you laid down. That's not the mentality that you said this team was going to have. That's not the mentality that the fans expect this team to have. You lied, and we're going to hold you accountable for it now. Didn't have to be on Black Monday. You got your wish on Black Tuesday. The fans did this. So now, fans, what else do you want? You're being heard. You call up to the fan, you think they're not listening, they are. You think they're not reading tweets? You think they're not listening into your Twitter spaces or your podcasts with all these Giants fans expressing how humiliated they are, how sad they are, how much they just want a competent team? They heard you. So don't stop here. Don't stop here. There's a lot that needs to get done for change to happen. Obviously, we're hearing about the GMs that they are interviewing. You got the guy from Buffalo. You got the guy from the Cardinals. Bill's assistant GM, Joe Schoen, and the Cardinals vice president of pro football personnel, Adrian Wilson. Good start. Those are two organizations that seem to be winning in the last couple years. But the fans will stay on it. The fans will keep tweeting about it and posting about it on Instagram, making podcasts and YouTube videos until it gets right. It's your team. Call the fan and tell us what you expect next. Who do you want to be the next head coach? The Jim Harbaugh rumors didn't sway anything. Brian Flores becoming available did. Keep going. It's your team. They're listening to you now probably more than ever. And I was on here a couple weeks ago telling you, you don't have to accept it. And here we are. 877-337-6666. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll start off talking a little Joe Judge, John Mara, Dave Gettleman, New York Giants, the state of the New York Giants. Now that the Giants have had their happiest day yesterday, happiest night in a long time. Call me up. We'll pay some bills real quick and we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.